passion for the planet, sound publishing,
the environment, health, alternative solutions.
I'm Chantal Cook. Whistler is not only home to a world-famous ski resort, it's also home to a number of bears. So how do they cope living in such a busy area with so many visitors? Arthur de Jong is the mountain planning and environmental manager at Whistler Blackcomb in Canada.
The bears are an interesting story in that principally we have black bears here in Whistler, and they're highly adaptive creatures, magnificent creatures. Our community loves bears. We name them. We do DNA testing. We know their families. They have a history here. And we've struggled as well, particularly in our urban areas where we have a high concentration of people. The garbage bear conflict certainly is something that we continue to struggle with. But upslope on the mountains, within the ski area, the ski trails actually have produced an abundance of food supply for the bears, and we have about 60 black bears on Whistler Blackcomb, which we monitor each year. And the populations do increase and drop for a number of reasons, but there were certainly less bears here when the ski areas didn't exist. So it's somewhat of an artificial environment, the ski trail, but it does add diversity and food supply, not only to the bear, but also coastal mountain black-tailed deer, which have grown in populations over the years here.
Do you see that actually the appeal to this area is partly the wildlife, or do you think people really just come here for the facilities?
Well, more and more, and again, I'll use our summer example, almost 100,000 more guests will be up in our alpine through this past summer. And that's a real validation statement on building the right infrastructure, a lift called Peak to Peak, because it provides the right access into nature-based experiences in our alpine regions, which really are, from an aesthetic, natural perspective, are the most spectacular, magnificent, attractive part of Whistler's geology.
And how do the bears cope with all the people, all the buildings and those kind of things? I mean, do they get in the way at all? Or do people get in the way of the bears, in fact?
Well, we have an interesting relationship. We love our black bears here. Most of the time, it works out well because we have a high level of education and stewardship with our black bears. But when we have so many people new coming to the resort on a daily, weekly basis, it's always a challenge to bat 100% on that. So in the past, unfortunately, we've had to reduce the population from time to time with the real bandit bears that create so many negative habits in terms of potentially breaking into a building, getting too comfortable with people. It's an ongoing challenge. However, we've dramatically reduced the number of bears that have had to have been removed because of human-bear conflict. Right, we're batting about 80% on that. We still have some work ahead.
And what sort of things do the bears normally do that perhaps might get them in conflict with humans or even just irritate us?
Well, the interesting thing here is I find the bear, particularly the black bear, I have to stress that grizzlies are nearby but not in this area. The black bears, to me, are a keystone species in that they are very intelligent, highly adaptive, and willing to get along with us. We are the ones that are being more challenged by that. And again, we are improving. We've certainly stabilized the populations. We do a lot to actually ensure that they have great habitat where we want them, up the ski hill, rather than conventionally building ski trails, which are roughly 40, 50 meters wide. We do a lot of glading. So we selectively thin trees in the forest. We use a helicopter to lift the trees out so the understory, the ground cover, is not affected. The added sunlight then produces a very quick growth effect to the mountain vaccinium or mountain berries, huckleberry, which are the principal food supply of the bears. So through the years, we've been able to improve their habitat above the valley and actually increase the population.
That's Arthur de Jong, the mountain planning and environmental manager at Whistler Blackcomb in Canada. And there are lots more interviews available on demand at passionfortheplanet.com.
This is a Passion for the Planet sound publication. For more information about Passion for the Planet sound publishing, visit passionfortheplanet.com.